It's gray clouds.
Yeah, but you're making,
It's gray clouds. Here we are. We're letting you put it together so you can make it. Okay, let's just start over. There was no fucking cloud. There was not one at all. And we had one, a really great one. It contained everything. But everybody had to go to school to learn something. You had to know something. I mean, you notice that archetype is all but gone. All but gone. Now you're penalized if you go to school. You have to work at McDonald's and Burger King if you get a college degree anymore. No one goes to school anymore. Bob didn't go to school. He went to school. He never did anything. He's proving that the real go-getters, the billionaires, they're not even educated. They don't need an education. We don't need no education in the classroom. Another brick in the wall. That's the whole point. See, it's coming back in. So now what happened? There was no cloud. Then we had to make a cloud. Well, we had a cloud. It was a great cloud, but no one knew what the cloud was. Everybody was still writing. They were still typing. They were still talking. They were still going to symposiums and blah, 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 all the time, trying to be high-minded and saying, well, this is the glib cliched archetype that makes this quadrant superfluous to another quadrant. And the tiny note that applies to no way we end up down again. Sorry about that. We are very sorry. Okay, now get over that shit. Now you move on to the point where now every knowing that is known is in the cloud. Now, you're putting it in the cloud. Everybody's putting their pictures. Notice how you have cloud data storage. Every picture, every picture, every picture, every image, graven or otherwise, we have every image. All the images are now digitized. We said you could find spookers if you had digitized images. Do you remember? Do you remember that you could see spookers with your digital camera?
Yeah.
You couldn't see them, but the digital image captures it, that it doesn't know the difference. Energy, it just picks up energy and frequency. You've done, you know more about the sine waves than anyone else. Well, maybe that ridiculous Nelson doll, but you know how that goes, like a bad habit, it just kind of withers away. But that's okay. Then what happens, you come back and you know things that you can apply practically. That aperture science. Now, you made this cloud, what you call the black cloud or nigger cloud or whatever cloud you call it. It's wrong. Whatever you're saying, colored cloud, that's wrong. None of that you can say, any of that. So it's just, it's ridiculous to do it. So you can say what you want to. It's okay with us. But it doesn't matter. It's not an impugning position. But all you're doing is you're setting up the position so everyone knows, oh, the cloud, yeah. I use the cloud. I have a backup cloud. I have a backup cloud. I have the pole of poles and the cloud of clouds. And the pole of poles says the cloud of clouds is the purpose to all other cloud of clouds. Then the next thing you know, the real cloud, our cloud, the cloud, can then be. And then everybody embraces it because it's already not something. It's not a machination from that Bob's heat-oppressed brain. It really is, but it's really not. And it's really not trying to prove a point that the Joycians were trying to purvey. It really isn't. It wasn't a C.S. Lewis or Wyndham Lewis or any of the Lewises or the blah, 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 any of them. It wasn't C.S. Eliot's idea. It wasn't his idea. He just fell for it. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.